My dog did last night, so he was not happy, or she was not happy. But anyway, we're glad you're here this morning. We're going to be focusing on some of the songs we'll be singing this morning. It'll be about our country. And I want to ask you to stand as we sing My Country, 'Tis of Thee. And please remain standing after the song to do our pledges. Thank you all for coming this morning.
Tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. My native
for the pledges. We'll pledge first to the United States flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now the Christian flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One brotherhood uniting all Christians in service and love. Thank you. You may be seated. Pastor, go ahead.
I'll tell you what happened last week. I've got a fool with this microphone here, but usually during the singing time, I cut it off. Well, I forgot to do that last week, so we had to edit the radio broadcast because I'm not a solo singer, and I just make a joyful noise. That's all I do. So anyway, it's good to see you this morning. I'm glad you're here. This is a holiday weekend, and certainly today we're going to be talking about that, and I'm glad that you're here with us today. For our radio listeners, we welcome you today, and I'll be preaching from Matthew 7, so get your Bible and get ready for that. One of the things that I ask that you continue to pray for is that you pray that we will have wisdom and understanding as we all keep moving through what we're moving through here with the virus. And we need to pray that as we gather that we stay safe and healthy, because that is a concern, and there's a concern with it. So just, pray about those things and pray for wisdom and understanding. I was reading this week in Romans, and the passage that I was reading talked about this, that every person, on a conviction or what they believe, you've got to be persuaded in your own heart. And that's where, people are with what we're going through. And certainly I understand that, and I respect each person's decision. We miss people who are not here, and those who are listening by the radio today, I want you to know that we do miss you, and you're still part of us, but it's just something everybody has to make their mind up about as far as what you want to do. But just keep praying, and this, you know, like I said, we need wisdom and we need understanding from the Lord, okay? We'll keep doing this at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is what our schedule is. We'll just keep meeting as long as we can, okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you that we have this day that we can meet together and worship you. And Lord, today we want to honor you in our worship. We want to praise you and give thanks to you for all that you have blessed us with. And we do live in a great country. America is a great country. We pray for our country today. We thank you for the freedoms and liberties that we have. We pray, Lord, today that as we worship you, that we would just be very grateful for the privilege we have to meet in a public place like this to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray, Lord, today that we would look to you for our needs today, that we would be thankful for all that you provide for us and keep us safe and healthy. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. We're going to continue with that theme this morning. We're going to sing America the Beautiful, and then we'll sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. We'll sing three verses of each one, so words will be on the screen. You join in with us.
Beautiful for spacious sky, for amber ways of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Shining sea, mine eyes have have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful light of His terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen Him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded Him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read His righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before His judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer Him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in His bosom that transfigures you and me. As He died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on.
Thank you. We'll ask the praise team to come forward now. Our pastor's been preaching a series of messages about storms, and today is how to make it through a storm. One thing we can count on is God's faithfulness to us. We've seen Him do it over and over in our life as well as other people's lives, and He'll continue to do that. So we're going to sing about that this morning, Do It Again. We're going to ask that you stand for this first song, and then you can be seated on the second one. Stand, please, and join in with us.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But You have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the You have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is Your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in Your hands. This is my confidence.
You never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Seen you move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. I've seen you move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. Still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet.
Man, aren't you glad that He's faithful and He never failed us, and we're in the middle of His hands and we have that confidence. You may be seated, please. We're going to sing a new song we introduced a couple of weeks ago. Talk about our sin is great. We know that, but His mercy is more. And you join in with us. You'll probably remember it.
Praise the Lord. His mercy is more. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. What love could remember? No wrongs we have done.
omniscient, all-knowing, He counts not their sum. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam? What Father so tender is calling us home? He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new evermore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What riches of kindness He lavished on us. His blood was the payment, His life was the cost. We stood neath the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new evermore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your mercy. We thank You that You forgive us of our sin. We thank You for the cross and the forgiveness that comes through our belief in the cross and the price You paid for our sin. We thank You for Your faithfulness and how we are held in Your hand. Our confidence is in You. We thank You for that. We ask that You open our hearts now to receive Your word. I pray that it will make a difference in our life. We ask in Your most precious and holy name. Amen.
Matthew chapter 7, please. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7 and verse 24 is where I want to begin. This is the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, and I want to take some thoughts from this passage today and talk to you about how to make it through a storm. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended. So you've got the rain. The floods came. So you've got the floods. The winds blew. So you've got the wind. Rain, flood, wind. And beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. 244 years ago, our nation was founded. America was founded as a Christian nation on July 4th, 1776. So we celebrate our 244th birthday as a nation. However, what I want you to understand today, and what I think you know, is that we are in a storm. We certainly are, on many fronts. Years back, a group of professors, political science professors, at the University of Houston went through 15,000 documents of our founding fathers. And they did this study for like 10 years. And the whole goal of this study was to try to figure out where the wording and the thoughts of the Declaration of Independence came from. And what they concluded from their study was that 94% of what we have in the Declaration of Independence came from the Bible. Our nation was founded on Christian principles. A lot of people use the parallel of Israel and America. And I know America is not Israel, but you can make some parallels. God gave Israel the Lord to worship. God gave them a law to follow, the Bible, the principles in the Bible. And God gave them the land of Israel. And I believe that He has done the same for America. He gave us the Lord that we worship. He gave us the land that we live in. He gave us the law to follow, principles to follow. He gave us His Word. We're in a battle today in America. We're in a battle on three fronts. We live in a very stressful and unsettling time. And I know at times you may feel like that you're going through it alone, but you're not. God's with you. And I know that we all are feeling pressure today like we never have before. This is a very unsettling time in which we live. There are three external forces that came against the house here that Jesus talked about. He said that the rain came, the floods came, and the winds came. There are three external forces beating against your life today. One is in the culture that we live in. There's been a great shift in our culture here in America. This poll was just released this last week. For the first time in American history, 64% of Americans say that they would vote for an atheist for president of the United States. I think you understand that we are in a culture shift. We're in a shift today that wants to take us to a secular America. And basically what that means is an America without God. An America with the absence of God, the absence of the principles of the Bible, and that is the culture that we live in. There are some of those so-called intelligent elites today in our country who are moving us in that direction. It is real. The battle is real. Winston Churchill was writing his history. And the title of this big volume history book of his, of all that he went through up to the Second War and through the Second War and after, the title of that book was The Gathering Storm. Al Mohler lifted that title, and he has written a book for Christians to read called The Gathering Storm. Years before, in the 1930s, years before the Second War, what Churchill did was to try to warn England, warn Europe of the gathering storm of the Nazi invasion against England and Europe. He called those 1930s his years in the wilderness because nobody would, you know, they didn't believe it, that they wouldn't listen. They did not accept the fact, you know, that the storm was coming until 1940, when King George VI called Churchill to Buckingham Palace and he asked him to serve as Prime Minister of England. Folks, we're in a storm in our culture. The second thing that Jesus said was that the floods came. We're in the floods of the change that we live with today. I mean, you talk about change. We're living in a time of change. Things are changing very rapidly. And then the crises that we live through, that's the winds that are blowing. We are in crises. I want you to think about it this way, and the challenge for Christians in America today is to see the storm and to understand it and to stand faithful for the Lord Jesus Christ. I read a quote by, I was reading John Piper, and he gave this quote from a great theologian, J.C. Ryle. And here's what Ryle said. He said, if you're going to hell, the world won't bother you. But if you're on your way to heaven, the world is going to do everything it can to turn you back and to stop you from going to heaven. That's the culture that we live in today. If you're going with the flow of culture, then everything's okay. But if you take a stand against the culture, then it's going to be rough. But that's what we're called to do as Christians. And that's the challenge for the church today. And that's your challenge. It's my challenge today is to stand for the truth. Jesus said you've got to have your house built on the rock. You've got to build your life on the solid foundation of the Word of God in Jesus Christ if you're going to survive the storm. Now here's what we see in our world today. We see the storm has come against us as far as religious liberty, the redefinition of marriage, the redefining of what sexes are, the sanctity of human life, in other words, the abortion that we deal with in our world today. And so all this is this is where we are in America today. And it's real. The battle's real. So how do we find stability? How do we find stability in the storms and the culture that we live in? You see, my confidence is not in myself. My confidence is in the Lord. And that's what the Bible's saying here. You've got to have the foundation of your life has to be built on Jesus Christ. Because who knows where this is going to go? You've noticed on the news the difference in what churches can do and what the protesters can do. Thousands of people can gather for protest, but yet in America today, churches are limited to what they can do and how many people they can have in a service. Folks, we're in a spiritual battle. And we're in a battle today for the heart and soul of America, for the morality of America. So the only way to make it through the storm is to be anchored on God's truth, as I said. Because, like the song says, everything else is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. And so how do we make it? What we know is what's going to get us through. Now, I'm going to remind you of some things that you know. I mean, you know these things, but I want to remind you of these things. Number one, remember this. What we're going through will pass. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. What we see today is temporary. We'll get through this. What we see in the world today is the result of the fall in Genesis chapter 3. We live in a broken world. We live in a fallen world because of sin. That's why we see hatred. That's why we see evil. That's what we see. But the Bible says all this is temporary. And we will get through it. And we'll get through it with the help of the Lord. Now, because of what we know, we can meet the storms of life head on with confidence, with conviction, and with hope and trust in God, because He'll get us through. He will get us through. I believe that with all my heart. And so what, as Christians, what we must do, we must have faith in God's design. I believe God created this world. I believe in the creation account. I believe God designed this world. He owns this world. But see, if we move to a secular society, they don't want that. They want the absence of God. There is no creation. There is no design. All there is evolution and theories and all that kind of thing. So we must be faithful to that. We must be faithful to God's Word. I believe what the Bible says from Genesis to Revelation. And there are principles in the Bible that speak to our culture today. There's principles in the Bible today that speak to us that we need to follow and we need to go by. So we need to be faithful to that. But here's the answer. We've got to be faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only hope, friend. The gospel of Jesus Christ, first of all, is this, that Jesus saves. And that's the message that we need to preach. And that's the message that I promise you that I'll preach from this pulpit, that Jesus saved. That the gospel is the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That He came to save. That He died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me. So that we can have forgiveness of sin. And we've got to be faithful to that message. Number two, and you know this, but I just want to remind you, remember to focus on what is unchanging. As I said, a lot of things are changing. What is changing shouldn't be the focus. What we need to focus on is what does not change. There's a lot of concern in America today about the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty about what the future of the economy is going to be. Well, see, what I'm saying here and what the Bible is saying is that our security is not in our wealth, because that can be gone. I mean, that comes and goes. And regardless of what the crises of the economic future is going to be, regardless of that, if it's here, there'll always be something about the economy. There'll always be some kind of threat to that. So, see, our faith and trust is not in that. It's in the Lord. Now just think about these things that don't change. God sees everything I'm going through. That'll never change. He knows where you are. He knows your struggle. He knows the pressure. Another thing that never changes is God cares about everything I'm going through. He does. That won't change. God has the power to answer prayer. God always acts out of goodness to us. God's plan is always a better plan than my plan. And you know, sometimes we may not see it. We may think our plan is better, but see, that never changes. God will never stop loving me, and He'll never stop loving you. That never changes. And I cannot lose my salvation once I've trusted Jesus. I am secure in Him. You're secure in Him. As Paul says, I am convinced, I am committed, I believe that what I've committed to Him, that He's able to keep against that day. And we've given Him our soul. We've given Him our life. And we believe that He's going to take us safely home. And that's what we believe. Number three, remember that no matter what I go through, God will go through it with me. Listen to Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. You may be in that deep water today. You may be going through the fire. You may not feel God, but God's with you. You see, here's what we've got to understand, folks. God is not a feeling. You may not feel Him when you're going through the tough times, but He is there. And He's promised to go through those times with us. That's the promise of His Word. Because we know these things, see, we can make it. Number four, remember this. This is not the end of the story, amen. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9, verse 14. Listen to these verses. We are hard pressed on every side. That means we go through a lot of trouble. There's trouble all the time. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Verse 14, knowing. See, it's what we know that gets knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. What is that? That's resurrection. That's believing that Jesus died, that He rose again. Knowing this, knowing that, then we're persuaded that this is not the end of the story. We don't know how the story is going to end down here, but we know where it's going to end. And so the Bible tells us in Revelation 21:4 these words, "And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away." That's it, folks. That's what we're looking for. And that's what we're living for. It'll never be this way down here on this earth. It'll never be that way. But the promise is that He will never leave us and He will never forsake us, that this is not the end of the story. They asked John MacArthur what he looked forward most to about going to heaven. You know, usually we talk about seeing Jesus and loved ones and all that. And, you know, that's part of it. The street of gold and all that. John MacArthur said, "I've changed my mind on that." He says, "What I look forward most to about heaven is this. To be in a place where there is no more sin. A place of perfection. A place of no more sorrow, no more death, no more hurt, no more violence. No more prejudice. All that is going to be gone. But until then, see, we've got to be built on the rock. And the only source of hope is Jesus Christ. That's how we make it through the storm." In 1954, Winston Churchill sat down with a meeting with Dr. Billy Graham. And so Billy Graham and Churchill talked for a long time. Hours they talked. And of course, Billy did most of the talking because Churchill wanted to listen to what Billy had to say. What his concern was, what Churchill's concern was the spiritual decline in England. And we see it today in England. But we're also seeing it in America. See, in England today, only 2% of the population of England claims Christianity. Only 2%. And so they talked about the decline of Christianity in England and Europe. And so Billy Graham talked to Churchill about that. He talked to him about Christ, the cross, the resurrection, second coming. Talk to him about all those things. That was 66 years ago, 1954. That's 66 years ago. Now you can just imagine where it is today. When they got through talking, Churchill said this to Billy Graham. He says, "I do not see much hope for the future unless it is the hope you are talking about. Young man, we must have a return to God." And that's the message for America today. But it begins with us. That's where it begins. You think about how God has blessed our nation in so many ways and all the blessings that He has given us. But see, here's the warning from the Bible. See, God blessed Israel in the same way. But what happened to Israel when they turned their back on God? When they said, God, we don't want you. We want all these idols. Then what happened was God turned His back on them. And they went into captivity. And so this is a dangerous time, I think. I really do. I think it's a dangerous time. I think that, you know, if things keep going like they are, we are in decline. But see, what we've got to focus on is this. We've got to focus on those things that don't change. And I may not be able to change America. You may not be able to change America. I know we can't. But God can. But see, it can start right here with me. And so that's where it needs to start. Making sure that the foundation is strong, making sure the foundation is sure that you build your life on, and that your hope and trust in Jesus Christ. And that's where you need to be. And that's how you make it through any storm that comes our way. And that's my message to you today. Let's stand together for our time of invitation. Father, we thank you today for your word. We know today that there's a lot coming against us. We understand that. But Lord, we're not discouraged with it, because we know that you're God. We know that you're in control. Father, we know that the rain is coming. We know that the floods are rising, and we know the winds are blowing. But we know also that our house, our life, is built on a solid foundation. Father, I pray if there's one here today who needs to make that commitment to believe in Christ, to trust Him, to build their life on Jesus Christ, to put their hope and trust in Him, I pray that they would make that commitment today. Lord, I pray for believers today. I know they feel the pressure of everything we're going through. We all feel the pressure. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of uncertainty. But Lord, help us to be faithful. We live in challenging days. But we can face these days with confidence. We can face these days with conviction. We can face these days armed with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that is the hope. And that is the source of hope for the world today. So help us to be faithful and help us to be strong in the storms of life that come our way. And help us to remember these things that I've talked about today. We know them. We know these things. But Lord, just help us to remember these truths from your word today. In your name I pray. Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back.
Appreciate you being here today. Appreciate your attendance and your attention. As you leave today, the ushers will have the plates at the door, so I appreciate your giving. And you've really been faithful in doing that, and it's been a real help to the church, and I appreciate it very much. I appreciate your generosity and giving to the Lord. So thank you for doing that. Worship team, if you'll come at this time, and we'll be dismissed with our closing chorus.
Thank you, Pastor. We try to close with an upbeat kind of song for you to be able to kind of remember throughout the week. It's a hymn. It's a hymn you know, Blessed Be the Name. It's arranged a little bit different, so hopefully you'll be able to take this song with you throughout the week. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Tongues to sing, blessed be the name of the Lord, the glories of my God and King. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus, the name that charms our fears. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Remember the day.
I never shall forget that day. Blessed be the name of the Lord, when Jesus washed my sins away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
All right, thank you and have a great week this week. You're dismissed.